This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today, so you just got me to toss around. Let's get to it. Dustin is here. Manny's here. We got the whole crew ready to roll for you today on What's on Your Mind. Busy program. Trooper Talk will start at the bottom of this hour. Joining us today is Trooper John Silva from the Motor Carrier Division. All those new regulations are coming down like a ton of bricks on the trucking industry. And so the new electronic logging device regs, that 90-day waiver from the regulations that started towards the end of last year is about to expire. And so there's all kinds of questions about what's required, who must comply. And so we want to answer all your questions and hopefully ease some of the anxiety, because the Highway Patrol folks tell me it's unbelievable. People are just, I mean, if you do rodeo, if you're bringing, you know, livestock to market, are you included in this? You know, there's all kinds of questions about this. And, of course, over-the-road truckers are getting the shaft in this deal, too. It's Obama-era regulations that evidently they can't undo. Evidently, you know, they've not been successful in doing it yet, like they have in others. So it's another thank you from, you know, President Obama, unfortunately. Also on the program today, Governor Doug Burgum will join us, and we're going to talk about his recent trip to the White House, a number of meetings, President Trump, Vice President Pence, other cabinet officials, including Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary. Phil Parker wanted me to ask the question, so do you see all that chaos? You see all that chaos going on? Yeah, that's a good game. That's the swamp media that's telling that. The president, we understand this afternoon, is going to be speaking about the recently announced steel and aluminum tariffs. But listen to his tweet from earlier, a couple hours ago, saying, look forward to the meeting today. It'll happen, by the way, at 2:30 our time. We have to protect and build our steel and aluminum industries while at the same time showing great flexibility and cooperation toward those that are real friends and treat us fairly on both trade and the military. So it doesn't sound like somebody who's just, you know, disregarding all advice, and he doesn't care. He's going to fight a trade war. He's negotiating. He's always negotiating. Where else in my pile here for our ag friends? I understand that Peter Navarro told the Fox Business Network that Trump would temporarily, and then Peter Navarro is a White House trade advisor, one of the champions of this tariff on steel for the steel and aluminum industry. He is saying to Fox Business Network this morning that Trump would temporarily exempt Canada and Mexico from the tariffs as the U.S. continues to renegotiate NAFTA, which is, of course, a renegotiation of NAFTA. The hope there, the drive there, is to get better deals on the ag side. I've talked to top agriculture folks in this state who say, you know, we've gotten bad deals. Really bad deals. So this may be a little unorthodox, what he's doing here, but we think he's doing it for the right reasons, for leverage, to get us better deals. And, you know, for all the folks who buy steel and are running around with their hair on fire, not all are, by the way, but some are. Some really savvy ones that I talked to recently said, this is negotiating. And by the way, we anticipated this was going to come at some point, so we bought a bunch of steel in advance. So we're not affected by the price increase that happens now, which really, to me, is a game to try and get everybody agitated. There's so many moving parts to this, folks. And, of course, there's an information war going on, because you're led to believe things are in chaos and Trump's crazy and what the heck's he doing and everything. No. Much more order than that, and we'll ask the governor about that. And the other priorities for North Dakota that he was there to talk about, and also this new U.S. News and A World Report ranking of North Dakota as number one, numero uno, in the best state for quality of life. That's pretty darn cool. I would have to argue the big news story of the day today is a new poll out from Axios. It's a swamp-like media source. in Washington, D.C., and it is done with SurveyMonkey. They went to the top 10 races. Here's the headline. One big thing. Exclusive polls. Big warning signs for Senate Dems. How the 2018 Senate race looks now. Folks, North Dakota, of course, is in the top 10. Heidi Heitkamp is losing. She's at 47%. She's 3 points under 50. That is absolute political death for an opponent. You never want to be below 50. When you re-elect below 50, you're in trouble. But she's losing to a generic Republican. This poll wasn't even out in time with the news that Kevin Cramer was running. So, and this is, by the way, the very data that others were seeing that prompted the encouragement of Kevin Cramer to get in the race, because people that do these polls, people that know and live and breathe and sleep these races, said, here's the deal. She probably will lose no matter who the nominee is, assuming they run a good race. But if you run against her, your odds are very, very good to beat her. You win. I mean, that was the arguments that were being made. Now, they were being made, and obviously Kevin Cramer said, I don't want to do this for any number of reasons. And then a couple of things happened, namely the pain-capable bill, where you had a high five with Heidi Heitkamp and the Senate Majority Leader on a bill that would have prevented the killing of a baby when they feel pain. That's the bill. Science proves it. If you want the science, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. I'll send you the actual science, because some of the pro-Heidi Heitkamp, Planned Parenthood, radical feminist women who run around with the very vulgar pink hats sent me a note yesterday. Can I have the science you're referring to? Can I have the science? Actually, I don't know if they talk that way, because it was an email or a Facebook post or something, but that's how I perceived it. That's my characterization of it. So I'm happy to send it to you or anybody so you see that firsthand. That changed, and also, obviously, you had an inspirational address by Carson Wentz to the prayer breakfast closing dinner, in which Congressman Cramer said, I think he's speaking to me about rethinking this race. Did Kellyanne Conway tell Chris Cramer? They say hateful, awful, terrible, vile things about me every time I go on television. Guess what? America's worth it. And that, combined with the polling numbers like this, is why we have the number one Senate race for a potential pickup in North Dakota this year, between now and November. And yesterday, I was renewed in my faith of just how brilliant this audience is. Because the questions you posed by text, email, calling were incredible. And I will compile them. And I will welcome them at any time. We have a lot of things to cover and do on this program. And so we can't be all things about Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Kellyanne Cramer in this race. So, you know, pay attention to it. Make your own decision. You know, do your research. Ask the tough questions. But we are going to cover it a lot between now and November, because it's a very important race. And ladies and gentlemen, it could decide the future of this country, that race. Oh, Scott, that's a little dramatic. Well, how can one race in North Dakota, how could it possibly? Two words, Supreme Court, right there. Balance of power in the United States Senate will decide where the Supreme Court goes. And you're not talking about a few years difference. You're talking about generations of difference lying in the balance. So I encourage you, very important. Senator Heitkamp did an interview with Hugh Hewitt, a national talk show host yesterday. Kind of interesting that she does not come on programs like this and talk to North Dakotans, but she'll go on national programs. She was asked about the Senate race with Congressman Cramer. Listen to this.
Axios has a new poll out today that says the president's approval rating in North Dakota is 60%.
Yeah, I believe that.
And so you're going up against a president who is 60% popular. How's that do? You're up for re-election. It's going to be a tough campaign. I think Ken Cramer, has he declared Cramer going to be your opponent?
Yes.
Okay, so I like Hugh Hewitt, but he doesn't even know that Kevin Kramer's name is Kevin, not Kent, okay? And this is the kind of program the Senator Heitkamp is spending her time on. She did make the comment that she believes the other part of the poll that I hadn't told you yet, the same Axios SurveyMonkey poll, has President Trump's approval rating at 60. And she said, yeah, I believe that. The reason she believes that is because her polls tell her and us that it's higher than that. Because President Trump's approval rating has actually been as high as 68 in North Dakota. And guess what? That 68 number was before the tax reform bill passed, which is having an impact on his overall nationwide rating. So certainly it would continue to go up in North Dakota. So I actually think a poll that has Heidi Heitkamp losing to a generic Republican, 49-47, with a Trump approval of 60, underestimates the political peril that she is in. More of that interview when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Clean, beautiful coal, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know a little bit about the history of clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota? I would think this would arm you well for discussions of, importance when people talk about that issue. You know, reliable energy, affordable energy, we just sort of take for granted, right? Well, I tell you, you can't. and an industry that is facing a lot of competitive pressures and also a lot of regulatory and, you know, flat-out anti-environmental jihad, is what I'd call it, is one that needs your support. It needs you talking at a coffee shop, chatting about it with a neighbor, comes up with somebody at, you know, a school event. Have those conversations, and a website like SecureEnergyFuture.org really arms you with a lot of good information, because it's hard to keep up with all this and know what's going on. And I'm going to play more of this interview with Senator Heidi Heitkamp in a moment and Hugh Hewitt from earlier, and she talks about 45Q. I mean, you couldn't find 1% of North Dakotans that would, you know, if you said 45Q quick, what would, you know, would they, you know. But, it, you know, it was obviously an important piece of legislation for the industry. But I think just getting not the jargon, not the just the basic facts, just the kind of the root of it. I always say, look, cold winters, heating your home important to you? Well, guess what? If the enemies of coal win, your energy is less reliable and it's less affordable. Simple as that. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Okay. Let's finish the interview. Let's go back to the interview. This is Heidi Heitkamp on the radio, although it's a national talk show, D.C. show, Hugh Hewitt, not a North Dakota show. Wonder why. And she was just asked about the approval rating of the president being at 60 and said she believes it's 60. And I believe it's actually higher. Now let's pick up from there.
Kevin Cramer's race. He was out and then he's in.
And you two are buddies, right? You get along fine, but he's going to run again. Well, so it'll be the most polite Senate campaign in America, actually.
I don't know about that. But.
Now, I think this is very interesting. Where would she have thought that we're buddies? I think it probably comes from a conversation with Hugh Hewitt before the interview begins. Because, you know, I think that Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven and Doug Burgum and Kevin Cramer are cordial to each other. You know, I mean, they're professional to each other. You know, nobody hates anybody. There isn't any sort of vitriol. But there is obviously competitive forces there when you've got a Democratic senator and Republican governor, senator, and congressman that would not be correctly described as you two are buddies. So, now, this is interesting. What kind of campaign is this going to be since you're buddies? Here's what her answer is to that.
I do know that you know, one thing that I love is when people say, we need more bipartisanship. Well, if you want more bipartisanship, you got to be bipartisan. And I think that's what North Dakota is. North Dakota is not going to look at that letter behind your name. North Dakota is going to look at results. And
okay, now let's analyze that statement of fact or opinion, I guess, on the part of Heidi Heitkamp. First of all, she can't write a press release right now without putting bipartisanship in it 55 times. So she's obviously of the opinion, this is very important to all of you, okay, that bipartisanship is what you want. You know, I think people want America and North Dakota working again. And I don't know that, you know, they get up every day and go, I just wish they could get bipartisan. I mean, you know, maybe a few mamby-pamby, whatever. But she made a statement about how people aren't going to vote for you because you got a D or an R behind your name. Well, I would argue with you that's not true in North Dakota. And I would use as my basis in backing up that argument, I don't know how many of the last elections. The Republican has got a significant, even Republicans that haven't been on a ballot before are going to outpoll Democrats because there's more Republicans. So I don't think that's right. I don't think she can rely on, oh, it's just R or D, they're going to just do it because, you know, this is interesting because it's, of course, all the narratives she wants to incorporate in this race. But now she's going to go on and tell us why R or D doesn't matter. What matters then?
You know, let me just, you know, toot the horn for just a little bit.
Please do.
You know, oil exports. Oil exports, which has been absolutely a godsend to the oil industry. It's been great for our trade imbalance. It's been great for our trading partners and for the free world. You know, that would not have happened if I hadn't been in the caucus.
Ooh. There's some serious pride from Senator Heitkamp. Would not have happened if I hadn't been in the caucus. It's me. I did it. Me, 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 I. Wouldn't have happened without me. Now, What she's talking about is the oil export ban being lifted. It was a ridiculous 70s era rule. It did not happen by any vote. It happened, it was included in some other piece of legislation, and I forget how they did it exactly, but it wasn't, as I recall, it wasn't like a separate bill standalone. They put it as part of something else, and just nobody fought it. Now, I don't doubt that Senator Heitkamp argued for it with the Obama administration. That probably everybody was a little nervous because the argument was it's going to raise gas prices. Well, it never did, and it was a good deal. It was stupid. It was just ridiculous. We could export refined product, but we couldn't export oil. It was dumb. It has brought down. But to suggest she's the only one that fought for it, you don't think Kevin Cramer was fighting for it. You don't think John Hovind was fighting for it. That's a little ridiculous. And I would add, if in fact this was the utopia she claims it to be for the industry, okay, then why is the industry absolutely 100% opposed to her? I actually think Senator Heidi Heitkamp could have enjoyed some oil industry support had she not stuck a dagger in their heart by voting and being the deciding vote on the Congressional Review Act rules related to flaring and allowing a duplication of the North Dakota rules with federal rules. She was the one vote against it. So they've completely turned on her. So all of that is happy talk. What else is she claiming in the way of accomplishments?
Yes, and it wouldn't have happened if we hadn't fought so hard. And it has had a dramatic impact. You take a look at 45Q, which you may not like because it's a tax credit for carbon capture sequestration, but it's an essential ingredient to advancing the future of coal-driven electricity.
Okay, so not a lot of people probably know what 45Q is. It was a good deal for the industry. The industry supported it. The monitoring requirements are not working because they require monitoring levels that are appropriate for sequestration, but not other things. So it's still not the panacea. Again, she's, ooh, I saved the coal industry with 45Q. Again, I put that on a bumper sticker and not accurate. What else?
Take a look at the Farm Bill. Take a look at, you know, the work that we've done.
Okay, what about the Farm Bill? Farm Bill was you know, again, the product of a lot of work. John Hovind, you don't think John Hovind, Jack Dalrymple, everybody else, Kevin Cramer in the Farm Bill, and also what he's doing now in the Farm Bill? Stretch.
On a lot of the agricultural issues.
Ooh, that's a little broad. A lot of the agricultural issues. I need some more.
Some you wouldn't agree with on RFS. Wind power. I mean, you know, one thing I would tell you is that in North Dakota, I think people care about getting things done. They care about whether you come not being a partisan, but whether you come being somebody who wants results and is willing to talk to anybody.
Well, I agree with that, but I think she's about the most partisan member of the Democratic Senate from North Dakota that I can recall in a long, long time. And, you know, even more Sharp Ellis, former EPA lawyer than Dorgan or a comrade. So, interesting stuff.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Spring Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body is magic. Every day made better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, off today, and he will be back in the saddle tomorrow. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. You been to Pfeiffer's.com lately? I love to go browse because the folks at Pfeiffer's always have the best auctions. You get a great auction calendar. They'll send you a catalog happily. Get you all caught up on everything you need to know there. You just call them at 877-700-4099. They're doing about 1,100 acres at Hedinger and Adams County today. On Monday, McHenry County, about 473 acres up there at the Cobblestone Inn in Rugby. Let's see, Bachmeyer Farms retirement auction is coming up at Selfridge, North Dakota. That'll be next Wednesday. Stutzman County, about 160 acres next Thursday. And there's also Chippewa County, Wisconsin. They do this, they do land auctions all over. So that's coming up the 16th of March. So check them all out right there. And remember, if you're planning a machinery auction, the numbers you're getting are just amazing. They're getting more for your iron. They just are. Simple as that. Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099. One last thing on the previous conversation related to Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and then we're going to move on and get to Trooper Talk here today for you. Governor Doug Burgum joins us at the bottom of next hour on What's on Your Mind as well. I mentioned yesterday we received more emails, text, calls, social media replies with questions for Senator Heitkamp than we had time to share with you on the program, and keep them coming. We're happy to assemble those, and I will get a chance to get those up online as well very soon. But I mentioned earlier one vote of hers that I thought was very instrumental in Kevin Cramer reconsidering and becoming her opponent in this race. And Chris Berg, friend of mine that hosts the Point of View program that you watch on West Dakota Fox at 9:30, KX4 at 6:30 every evening, has been talking about this as well. And he got a message from a listener on that very vote. Listen to this. See what you think. This is, I think, interesting because it's exactly what we've been saying is when you talk about what North Dakotans care about, RD, bipartisanship or not, I mean, I think a lot of that is just political noise. I think they care about stuff like this. Why can't I play that? No, it says play. I'm going to send it to you, D, and then maybe you can put it in Slack for me. Just remind me to play that before the end of the program. See what happens when Todd's gone. Can't play the thing, sir. Anyway, I'll send that to you, and you can figure out we can play it. I'm clicking play, but it's not playing, and that happens. There's also some more of that interview that Hugh Hewitt did with Heidi Heitkamp. I think it's unforgivable, honestly, that she's doing interviews with national talk radio outlets, but not not here. And by the way, Hugh Hewitt's a conservative, so it isn't like you know, she's going on you know, MSNBC talk radio or something. So, but it's, again, I think not a good indication of her recognition of the people that actually are making this decision live in North Dakota, and you ought to come on places where you can talk with them. So, anyway, more on that as the weeks and days ahead unfold. One other programming note, tomorrow, Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary in the cabinet of Donald Trump, is in town. We will have coverage of that for you, and our broadcast will come to you from NDSU tomorrow. We'll have the roundtable starts at 10:30, so we're going to take the first half hour of that roundtable. The whole thing will be on Facebook Live tomorrow with Sonny Perdue. Some of you have asked about that. Want to make sure you knew about that. And Governor Burgum will join us coming up in about an hour on the program. Right now, let me welcome to the program Trooper John Silva from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. He's with the Motor Carrier Division, East Region of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, to talk about an issue we hear a lot about and have heard a lot about from listeners on past Trooper Talks, and also just in general with Congressman Kramer, Senator Hoeven, and others who join us regularly on the program to tackle issues that are of concern to listeners. And these regulations related to the electronic logging device regulations that went into effect at the end of December, and there was a 90-day you know, temporary hold, are now coming to fruition, and they're causing a lot of consternation, so we want to get you some answers. So, without any further ado, Trooper Talk is underway. Trooper John, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. We appreciate it very much. So, first of all, the pain point. I've heard it from our listeners. I've heard it from lots of truckers. I've heard it from farmers and ranchers that say, wait a minute, does this affect me when I take livestock to the market? Does it, you know, I do rodeo. I haul cars for, you know, racing. Am I affected by this? What kind of anxiety, consternation are you hearing from people over this?
There's actually quite a bit out there. There's been a lot of maybe misinformation that's been passed around. And that's why we're here today. We want to talk about the who is it subject to, you know, who is required to have one of these. We do want to mention that we do have coming up the end of this month, or the last week in March, we do have throughout the major cities in the state, we have seminars that we're going to be putting on to help answer this. If we can't get them answered today, make sure you go to our website, www.nd.gov/NDHP. And go to our website. You can sign up for these webinars. It gives us the time of the webinar, or not the webinars, excuse me, the seminars. And we can hopefully get everybody's questions answered, whether they're here today or at those seminars end of the week.
And we'll post a list of those as well, so you have them. But to certainly welcome your calls today for Trooper John, 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. A local number from any 701 area code is just 701-258-0550. And also, of course, email is always welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So you said a lot of misinformation out there. What's the worst, you know, the thing you're knocking down the most in the way of misinformation?
The number one thing we need to get out there and has caused a lot of turmoil actually across the whole country is the question as far as rodeos, as far as high school rodeos, collegiate rodeos, just rodeoing for a hobby, horse shows, things like that, transporting their horses around. And the guidance on that is if the activities are not being operated, if the underlying activities are not being operated as a business, they are not subject to any of the federal regulations. So that means that this new electronic logging device mandate or requirement they're not subject to it because they're not subject to any of the federal regulations because they're not operating in commerce.
All right. So in other words, is that have something to do with the DOT sticker on your reg if you're required to have that?
Yes. If you're operating in commerce across state lines, you're required to register with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and obtain a U.S. DOT number and then follow all the applicable federal regulations. Now, there are exemptions that exempt people from all of the regulations, and that's where this particular one falls into is with the rodeos and horse shows, things like that. If they're not being operated as a business, then the regulations only apply to vehicles being operated in commerce.
All right, let's see here. Tim in Arizona has a question for you, Trooper John Silva, North Dakota Highway Patrol, with us on a Trooper Talk edition of the program, talking about electronic logging device regulations and applies to any questions on that. Welcome today. Tim, go ahead.
No, this is Jim, actually. First off, okay. I want to say thanks to the trooper there for his service, because they go through a lot of stuff, and they should have a lot of thank yous.
We agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
My question is that I work for two commercial bus companies in North Dakota. I'm not going to mention the names, but anyway, the one company I work for, we only have one commercial bus that goes with the 2001, where you have to have an ELD. And what we've decided is we would like to, as drivers, own, and the other buses don't matter because they're under the age of 2001. What I want to know is, we drive with, say, 100 mile, you know, within a 100-mile radius. Does that day count against the 8-day exemption?
Okay, as far as requiring the 8 days or less than a 30-day period, that would be per driver in a 30-day period. So it if you're driving a vehicle that is not required to have an ELD, that you obviously can't run an ELD in that truck, so that would not count against that 8 days.
Right.
Is that what
it's the big thing is the 100-mile radius. I wanted to make sure that 8 days, if we're not doing a logbook that day, does that day of driving, does that matter against that 8 day?
Well, if you're running under what's called the short-haul exemption, a lot of people refer to it as a time card exemption. That is a simple exemption from the hours of service regulations requiring you to complete a logbook. So that actually would be, as long as you're running within that, you're talking about a CDL driver operating within a 100 air mile radius, and that exemption would exempt you from the electronic logging device. And now the only time you would have to be using electronic logging device is if you got the newer bus, obviously 2000 or newer, and go outside that 100 air mile radius.
Okay, so I understand that. We always use logbooks, but if, say, we, I'll just use an example, we go to Newtown out of Minot, which is about, 80 miles, 65 miles and within the radius. Does that count again? Do I have to log them miles?
If you're a normal, short haul driver and operating within that 100 mile radius, the majority of the time you could be considered a short haul driver, and you would not need to be, more or less it would be considered, you could use that as a time card, and you could use the paper log to do that, because you can use a paper card or paper log to maintain a time card.
Okay, that's what I want to understand. Okay, thanks again for your service. I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks.
Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Another texter says, why the EDLs? Is this necessary? I mean, I understand you have no choice but to implement the rules as they are, but do we need this? Is this a good thing?
Yes, in my opinion, it is a good thing. It's the a lot of companies that we've been visiting with that are or actually talked to that have put in the ELDs. They are finding further benefits from it because they're hooking in their maintenance programs, their invoicing programs. It's the use of technology to leverage business these days.
More on that when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise. Frank Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Flagpole Guy is your go-to source to have Old Glory hanging in front of your farm, your ranch, your business, your home. Make it happen. And he sponsors our Light on Liberty series. This is what he likes to talk about. He makes his living selling flags and flagpoles, American-made, I might add, but he wants to talk about liberty. And you want to talk about Light on Liberty for a North Dakota citizen today, right, Jim?
Well, Scott, why not? I mean, voted best quality of life. And really, the quality of life is determined by the quality of people, don't you think? You know,
makes sense.
I'm a transplant. I'm from Michigan, but I've been here for 6 years, and I love it here. I love the fact that, you know, North Dakota, not only is there opportunity for work, but there's still an opportunity for a family and personal beliefs. And you think about what shaped this whole situation we're in, our time in history, is the North Dakota family and what they believed in and the laws they allow, the laws they don't allow, the self-policing communities, community and family-minded. Grateful to be here, Scott, and thank you to all of North Dakota citizens for making this the fine quality of life we have here.
You know, you're so right, and we don't pause enough just to recognize that as, you know, why that is. And I thought the very same thing when that quality of life ranking came out. We, in fact, we asked our listeners, we said, what's driving this? What's behind this? And the overwhelming answer was the people. Just exactly what you're saying. So true. American-made flags. They're proud of that. They're the best. I have one in my backyard, folks, so I know firsthand. ndflagpoleguy.com to find out more, or call 701-571-FLAG. Our 2018 goal, once we get this ground to thaw, is to put in how many flagpoles in? What's our goal?
100 flagpoles in 100 days. If it takes me till Christmas, I'll get it done for you.
And yeah, exactly.
Need a buddy. Yes, sir. We're running the buddy program.
The buddy programming, meaning, if you talk to your neighbors and get a few of you to do it. And then, of course, it gets on the calendar a little quicker to come say, okay, Jamestown's got 6. Okay, Watford City's got 5. Okay, how about Williston? You know, I mean, that's the way it works. So it makes a lot of sense to do it that way. Call Jim. He'll help you out. How many of the 100 have we already done? We're already, ground's not even thawed, and we're already chewing our goal up, right?
We're 14, and that's not bad. That started early in the year, and I hear it all the time. Nope, I'm going to call you as soon as the ground thaws, and I'll be darned if last year I wasn't blessed by a lot of honest people, because I'm really counting on everybody. And it's okay. People don't want to talk about flagpoles, but the sun is shining. The snow's getting ready to go. So
it's time.
We're ready.
Start planning. 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com. I love that we're 14 into our 100 goal, and the ground hasn't even thawed yet. See, folks, so let's keep that going. All right, Jim, take care. Jim, the flagpole guy, there he is. All right, we'll continue here at 8 before the top of the hour in our conversation with Trooper Talk. Trooper John Sova is with us from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, talking about the new regulations that, by the way, are they in effect now? I know there was a waiver. Have they started?
Yes, the regulation actually went into effect on December 18th. There was a more or less a soft enforcement period up until April 1st for the majority of the industry. Drivers transporting ag commodities did have a 90-day waiver starting the December 18th, and that will expire March 18th. Now, as far as what's going to happen after that, is it going to be extended? Nothing has been relayed to us on that or anything and stuff. But so ag commodities did get a waiver up until March 18th, which is, I believe, a week from Sunday.
All right. John and Sabin for Trooper John. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. John, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Yep. Sorry.
Go ahead, sir. That's all right.
Real quick, I have a comment and a question. The comments on the ELDs, there's some benefits to it. I run off of them. There's some benefits, but there's also a lot of negatives with it. A big view on the ELDs would be it's trying to get a person's mind and day to work out as a computer, as a time clock, versus what actually in reality happens. Instead of having a computer work like a human, it's trying to train the human to work like a computer. And my question would be, you know, there's a lot of mandated restrictions on drivers for safety in the United States, and, you know, North Dakota now they're trying to do a Vision Zero on the seatbelts now, and they also went into effect with the ELDs. And the United States is one of the easiest countries in the world to get your driver's license. We don't have hardly any training. You take basically an open book test. I mean, fifth graders can pass the test you do for a permit, then you drive around 3 blocks and you got your driver's license. With all the laws and all the money that's been invested into trying to keep drivers safe, wouldn't it be easier to have a person take more tests to have knowledge about what actually happens on the roadway and how to interact with traffic and how to handle certain situations, instead of trying to crack down all these laws to actually restrict people from being people and making their own choices on what's safe and what's not safe.
A lot there, and I think he speaks for a lot of people that scratch their heads over some of these federal regulations. What say you, John?
I guess as far as the on the CDL part, as far as on the commercial side getting a driver's license, there is a new requirement coming into play where the drivers are going to require a significant amount of training in order to obtain their CDL. I don't remember exactly what the figures are, but there is a new driver training rule coming into play.
Another break for news, and then we'll come back and get more of the answer from Trooper John for you. John, thanks for calling. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the biggest events of the year is coming. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace is the featured speaker at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend, preserve, and protect your God-honoring family values, and Steve Dace will tell us just how critical these values are to our state and nation. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call for tickets 701-219-0948.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.